If you're 15 to 17, you could spend your summer on the sofa, WhatsApping your mates who are away on a beach, or watching cat videos on YouTube for the 100th time. Or you could do something amazing. Something that's going to improve your CV, help with personal statements, and give you some epic stories to tell. And your mates can do it too. I could explain more, but it's better to let these two do it.
My name is Kate Rowland and I am a recruitment officer for Flying Futures who deliver the NTS programme.
And I'm Amy, I work at Flying Futures and Kate says we work on National Citizen Service programme.
So tell us about this then, because NCS, there's lots of adverts flying around on the telly, probably on the start of these YouTube cat videos, about NCS and NCS, yes, is the big thing that I've heard. But what on earth is it? You mentioned National Citizen Service. That sounds a little bit like I'm being conscripted to go and pick litter up. What really is it?
Well, it's nothing like that at all, really. Well, the National Citizen Service Programme, or better known as NCS,
is a government-sponsored programme for 15 and 17-year-olds, like you said, Tom. The programme itself is designed to push young people completely out of their comfort zones, trying new things, meet new friends, but also, like you said, add to their CV, personal statements, through a residential programme over the summer and autumn half term.
It's a chance to kind of get away. How long is it? Because it's when you say residential, is it 2 days?
Yeah, no, it's 3 to 4 weeks residential programme and they come home at the weekend. So the structure of the programme is split up into three phases.
Phase one,
they go on an adventure week. So the Monday to Friday, they come back for the weekend, give all the mucky washing to the parents, unfortunately.
Phase two.
The second week we take them to a university setting where they learn about independence, responsibility and making their mark on society.
Phase three.
It's where we end with the final phase, which is making their mark. So this is non-residential, but they'll meet within their teams to do something within the local community that makes a difference or creates awareness for something. So it's pretty incredible.
So there's loads to it, isn't there?
Yeah,
if you break that down into those three things, first of all, adventure.
Yeah.
Let's come to that in a minute because I think that's going to be exciting talking about that. But this making your mark thing is all about giving something back to your community, but there's so many skills you can learn as part of that, isn't there? Why would somebody want to spend their summer holiday making their mark like this?
They're at a stage of their age of 16 and 17 where they've got to make them choices of going to university, sixth form, an apprenticeship, work, and what better way to put themselves out there and make themselves known? To get into universities these days, it's not all about grades, it's about personal statement and what experience they've got. To get a career, you know yourself when you go to an interview, they say, tell me what experience you've got, tell me what you've done that shows you've worked effectively in a team.
Leadership. And that's one of the worst questions, isn't it, when you're trying to get your first job. And they go to you, what experience have you got? And you go, well, none.
None.
This is my first job. But this is how you can get an answer to that question.
Yeah, and they will. If they come on the NCS programme, they will get that experience that's going to push them into that job they want, that university they want to go to, because of the experience that they get on the phase one of communication skills, leadership skills, and like you said, Tom, about going in the community and making their part, they're going to link with social enterprise businesses that they would have never thought of doing in their spare time. And you never know, there's people that have done the NCS programme that whilst on NCS they've linked with organisations that now have jobs with them organisations because they've shown great effective leadership skills, communication skills, teamwork. So they've done all that, and that is from the NCS programme.
Before we go on to talk about this in any more detail and to, you know, kind of sell it in even more, I think we need to pause because there's probably parents listening to this who thought, oh, my son, daughter's 15, 16, 17. This could be good for them. This would get them out of the house for the summer holidays. Hang on a minute, 3 weeks. It's going to cost me a fortune, isn't it?
No.
No.
It's not. That's a simple question. No, it makes me laugh because we get asked this question quite a lot.
I bet you do.
The time. Oh, how much is it going to cost? I bet it's thousands.
So much more than this.
Someone mentioned to me that they are sending their daughter on a dance school in the summer holidays.
Right.
It's a week and it's costing them £120.
Right, okay.
Oh, right, okay. Get your money back. Come to Wednesday. We'll sort you out, don't worry.
Yeah. And like we mentioned, it's a government-sponsored programme. So for every young person that signs up to the programme, the government will pay £1,200, okay? Straight away. All we ask is for a contribution of £50. That is it. £50 to do everything involving NCS, and there is financial support available for those that might not be able to afford it.
So if you do, if you are kind of going, I can't even afford £50, yeah, then it's get in touch.
Yeah, get in touch. Ask for some more information.
But that's amazing, isn't it? £50, and at least you know that the government, you're open about that. You know, you get £1,200 from the government funding, and you know, so therefore you know what that's worth. You know they're going to get £1,200 worth of activity out of 3 weeks. What a deal that is. Let's go back to this adventure thing then. So the adventure week, what kind of thing could that, because I think this is what's going to be what sways it for a lot of 15 to 17 year olds, isn't it?
And it is because of the amount of activities that they get up to and what they can do whilst they're there. So to give you a brief example, when we pick them up in the morning, we'll take them straight to where we're going to take them, so it'll be somewhere within the UK, and they're thrown straight in at the deep end. So the kind of activities that we're going to be doing is high ropes, low ropes, obstacle courses, water sports, teams, challenges, anything that we can possibly find at that residential site, we're going to get them to do survival nights, overnight challenges, and they're going to do that within a team that effectively is going to help them towards their second week of their residential programme.
Like Kate was saying, a lot of people come on this and they want to do activities and they get the outdoor stuff. We've got some young people that might be a bit more nervous and think, oh, it's not really for me. It's not all we do. We're teaching people photography skills, filmmaking skills in that week and things like that. So they might be on the activities and be able to help document it so that other young people can see what it is they're up to.
I know, and I must stress as well, because we get the same question from every young person for every school that we go into. I'm not sporty, I can't do it. You don't have to be sporty to come on the programme at all. Yes,
you don't have to be sporty to throw yourself over a cliff.
No, you don't. And the people that are wondering, you do have time to get up in the morning, do your hair, do your makeup, girls, I know that's not like you. But you do have that time. It is really flexible and it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing.
It sounds amazing, and we've talked loads about the opportunities, and actually you're going to be with us for another 4 weeks after tonight.
Right,
so on every show for the next 4 weeks, up until the day you leave
to go on these courses.
We're going to have you on the show talking about what you can do on NCS. Next week we're going to focus on Adventure Week, which I'm very excited about.
Yes, I am as well.
And I feel like I want to come. And then we're going to focus on the other weeks as we go through. But if somebody is listening to this and already they're thinking, do you know what, this is for me, if they're 15 to 17 going, this is for me, I want to do this, or if you're a parent and you're thinking, hang on a minute, this sounds brilliant, they need something to do this summer, or them and their mates have been looking for something to do this summer, how can they find out more information and book?
Well, what we want you to do is go to our website. So it's www.flyingfutures.org. And on there, on the homepage, you'll see a big sign for NCS. Click on that, it'll give you all the information, tell you the dates we're looking for, the locations, and how to book on.
So flyingfutures.org, click on the NCS stuff, and you can get yourself booked in.
Yes.
Amy, Kate, thanks so much for coming in this week. And next week, we will go and have an adventure.
Yes, we're excited.